Chapter 24, A Hymn of the Promised Land.
Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, call upon his name. Make known among the peoples his doings. Sing unto him, sing praises unto him. Talk ye of all his marvelous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Jehovah. Seek ye Jehovah and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Jehovah our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and sojourners in it, and they went about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, Touch not mine anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. And he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them. Joseph was sold for a servant. His feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in chains of iron until the time that his word came to pass. The word of Jehovah tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of peoples, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house, and ruler of all his substance, to teach his princes at his pleasure, and teach his elders wisdom. Israel came also into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly, and made them stronger than their adversaries. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses his servant, and Aaron whom he had chosen. They set among them his signs and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his words. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land swarmed with frogs in the chambers of their kings. He spake, and there came swarms of flies and lice in all their borders. He gave them hail for rain, and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also, and their fig trees. He brake the trees of their borders. He spake, and the locust came, and the grasshopper, and that without number, and did eat up every herb in their land, and did eat up the fruit of their ground. He smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. And he brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. They asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy word, and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with singing. And he gave them the lands of the nations. And they took the labor of the peoples in possession, that they might keep his statutes, and obey and observe his laws. Praise ye Jehovah. That was Psalm 105, American Revised Version.